This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, we're talking about what I love about being a CRA. What do I love about being a CRA? That's a clinical research associate for those that are new to the channel. And if you are new, welcome. Glad to have you. So this person emailed in and they asked a few questions, so I wanted to break this up into different episodes here. So he emailed in, he said, "Hey, I'm a 30-year pharmacy student and a marketing intern in a global pharma company in Istanbul, Turkey. I have been subscribed and been watching your videos for quite some time now, and I wanted to ask a question that I couldn't find answered in the videos I have seen. I wanted to know what are things you love the most and things you hate the most about your past/current job, and maybe also clinical research in general. Thank you very much and keep up the great work." So thank you so much for your question. This is one I actually have not covered before, so I'm definitely, that's why I had to break it up into a few episodes here because, you know, I want to make sure I give it the proper attention it deserves. So what are some things that I love about being a CRA? There's a long list of things I like about being a CRA, especially when you look at it in the context of what other jobs I could be doing. So, I mean, I just don't even know where to start. I mean, the money is good in CRA. I love having the freedom, you know, not many meetings in a day, in a week. There's weeks with no meetings. There's weeks with like one or two meetings. I love that. I cannot stand meetings. I cannot stand wasting my time. I couldn't imagine being tied to a desk 9 to 5 every single day. The freedom, I can't mention that enough. Being able to just book a flight, get on the flight without having to, you know, run it by anybody or check in with anybody just because it's, you know, it's on your monitoring schedule. That freedom is unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Being able to spend all this money and knowing you're going to get reimbursed for it is unbelievable. It's crazy. Let's see what else. I like being, what I said, the money. I like knowing that I can get another job if needed. I like knowing I can get another job if needed because it's such a high demand. Such high demand for CRAs. Guys, if I were to open my LinkedIn right now, there would be a list of recruiters that are constantly, like these people hit me up monthly. They're like, "Hey, are you finally ready to jump? Are you finally ready to get a different job?" You know, when I first started in this industry, I made a point to respond to every single recruiter that messaged me. And I think that's a good practice for when you're just starting out and, you know, as you're progressing in your career. But once you become a CRA, there's just too many. I can't respond to all these people. And so I think I love that. I mean, a lot of people don't have that level of, I don't want to say thirst, but there's not that much demand for your role where you got people like, literally, if I was fired today, I could get another job by the end of the week. I don't know what day this episode's coming out. Let's just say I can get another job within 5 days. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. And that's not the same for other positions. Companies are so desperate. Oh, and by the way, if I was fired and I were to get another job, best believe it'd come with a big sign-on bonus and other perks too. Other things I love about CRA, the traveling, going to these places that you never would go otherwise and being able to spend like you wouldn't be able to spend otherwise. Look, guys, I spent $100 on meals just for myself. And I would never do that out of my own pocket. Never. I would never do that. You know, I ordered the steak or, you know, the steak and lobster or something. I don't typically do that unless it's a splurge for myself. But this is something you do every week as a CRA. If you save up your per diem money, What else do I like? I talked about the money. I talked about the perks are great. Being diamond with Hilton and getting upgraded to great rooms, whether you're traveling for business or for personal, is fantastic. Being upgraded to first class all the time, because I fly with Delta. By the way, I need to do that episode. Because I fly with Delta, or whoever you fly with, just the frequent flyer miles, being upgraded is great. Having lounge access is great. Again, personal or business, having that access is fantastic. Let me see what else. Accumulating the points to be used for personal travel is absolutely fantastic. So again, my vacations are largely free. My vacations are largely free because of all the points. And I get to go to these places I wouldn't go on my own usually. So that's always fantastic. So you just save so much money as a CRA. You know, if you're gone 3-4 days out the week, that means you're not spending your own money. You're spending someone else's money, the company's money. So that's great. It's allowed me to save a lot faster and a lot stronger than if I was not. You know, it's put a lot less wear and tear on my car, which is a big plus also that people don't consider. You work from home. So again, a lot less wear and tear on your car, a lot less time spent in the car, a lot less time spent, you save a lot of money on gas. Like I said, guys, the perks are just limitless for this role, especially if it meets your goals. Now, if you're a person who has a family, you know, you need to be home and take care of your kids and all that stuff, CRA may not be for you, but it's for me. And I think a lot of people should consider it if you can. It will definitely improve your life and change your life for the better. Most definitely. 100%. 100%. And it's an absolutely fantastic job. And I really wish more people got to see the benefits of it and actually do it. Now, don't be scared if you have a family or something limiting you. I know people that do have families that do CRA work and still travel. So it can be done. So don't be scared. But those are just the things that I love about being a CRA. And there's probably more too. The biggest thing is, no meeting, very minimal meetings, the freedom. People leave you alone. No one's messaging you. No one's trying to get in touch with you and all this stuff all day. No one's checking up on you all day because, you're flying. It's the ultimate freedom without, I guess, being a true entrepreneur. It's the ultimate freedom. And I love that peace and serenity of, a travel day, not having to pay attention to my emails that much, being in the sky, not being able to check my email. I just love that. And most of the travel is regional. So, you're only in the plane for a couple hours, but, a lot of times you will be sent out to across the country. So, California, Seattle, wherever, you'll be sent hours away, so you get that time too. But yeah, being able to go to these cool places, I went to Nashville a couple years ago. I've talked about that for ACRP. I was hopefully going to go to ACRP in 2020, but it was canceled. Looks like it's canceled in 2021 also, so hopefully it comes back in 2022. It was supposed to be in Seattle, and that was amazing. That was supposed to be amazing. And I'd never been to Seattle before. So you get to go to all these places and participate and, kind of do your thing in the industry. And I love it. I love it. It's not forever, but while you're in it, to make the most of it. That's all I can say. Make the most of it. And I'm certainly doing my best to do that. So I'm very appreciative from where I came from. Very, very appreciative. Project specialist, I knew that was just an end. That was just a means to an end to be a CRA. Then I went to an in-house CRA role, and I knew that would prepare me. It did exactly what I wanted it to do, prepare me to be a CRA. It did exactly what it wanted me to do. It did exactly what I wanted it to do, prepared me to be a CRA. Because I was technically a lateral move with no salary increase. But I knew if I did that, did it well for 10 months, or so, that was in that role, I could eventually get to be a CRA. So I believed and I achieved. So yeah, guys, I don't want to be on here preaching that CRA is the promised land and all this stuff. You know, your life is going to be amazing when you're a CRA, but it has really improved my life tremendously and got me to a point where I can look back and be very proud of where I came from. And I think being a CRA can do that for a lot of people as well. So that's pretty much it. I love being a CRA. I couldn't see myself doing anything else. I always said I'm going to retire a CRA. And, you know, I have goals of retiring, or at least being able to retire in the next few years if I want to, with outside investments and things of that nature. So I have that is a goal to be able to if I want to, or at least go down to part-time or something like that. Contract part-time would be amazing. Just because, you know, I don't want to give up the lifestyle. I love the lifestyle of being a CRA. And being able to do it with a lot less workload would be fantastic. But yeah, guys, so that's pretty much it. Not a lot of things I hate about being a CRA. A lot of things I love. And I hope you found this informative. As always, email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Take care.